31. AE 9/11 Truth and other sites again censor the evidence. April 4, 2010 AE 9/11, silently deletes a petition signer. Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth AE 9/11, is a group which claims to be interested in finding the truth about what happened on 9/11. A short while ago, I was contacted by a medical student named Abraham Hafiz Rodriguez, who found out his name had been deleted from the AE 9/11 Truth supporters petition following his efforts to raise awareness of Dr. Judy Wood's research. Abe had been a donor to the group as he supported their apparent efforts to uncover what had happened on 9/11. Abraham explained that his name was removed from the petition following his sending Richard Gage a private email, which contained a question about Dr. Wood. He asked Richard Gage if he had ever heard of her or her research, and if he would be willing to contact her to collaborate and help support her legal cases. He never heard back from Richard Gage. Abe began posting material and comments in relation to Dr. Judy Wood's research and also information about Dr. Stephen E. Jones' connections into Los Alamos National Labs. He had posted information on a number of forums, including the UK 9/11 Truth Forum, which I helped set up in 2005. After a few days, he discovered his name had been deleted from the AE 9/11 petition. Abe explained that it was strange that they could later contact him to offer him a refund, but they couldn't reply to an email that was intended to help Richard Gage and AE 9/11 Truth. From Mark Graham Mail to Graham@a911truth.org sent Thursday, March 11, 2010 8:45 p.m. to Abram@mindoutpsyde.com. Subject: Abram, a message from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Abram, I am writing to you on behalf of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth to explain why we removed your name from our list of petition signers and to offer you a full refund of your generous donations. We decided to remove you from our list of petition signers because, whether you knew it or not, we have chosen to carefully limit the scope of our message to the collapse of the World Trade Center and the need for a new investigation that would specifically consider the use of explosives and bringing it down. Our message is displayed on our website in the petition and mission statement. The evidence supporting our message is also found on our website, which I am sure you have seen since you signed our petition. www.ae911truth.org. Your suggestion about contacting Judy Wood and engaging in a discussion with her about her theories about directed energy weapons and other things is a suggestion for action that is outside the scope of our message. We would lose more than we would again. If nothing else, we would lose the time required to make such a contact and engage in a discussion/debate whose duration would be unknown. We are also well aware of Judy Wood and her theories. The reason we don't support her or her theories is that they are outside the scope of our message. There is a lot of evidence besides the characteristics of controlled demolition seen in the collapse of the Twin Towers and Building 7 that strongly suggests or proves that the official story of 9/11 is false. As you know, 9/11 is a very complicated subject. Yet Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth deliberately avoids those topics. We leave it to others to make those arguments and present the evidence to the public, to Congress, and so on. If you will tell us the total amount of your donations to us, we will refund all of your money. You mentioned that you donated over $100. What is the exact amount, if you know it? Please provide your check numbers if you have them. We do not want to leave the perception or the reality that we have taken advantage of you financially. Will you accept our offer of a refund as a complete and equitable solution to this situation? Take care, Mark Graham, volunteer coordinator from 911forum.org.uk. Colon, lastly, I should let you know that I recently messaged Richard Gage and AE911 Truth to ask him to contact Dr. Judy Wood, and as a result, I have been removed from the petition signers list on AE911truth.org, despite the fact that I have donated over $100 to Richard Gage and his organization over the past several months. As of the morning of March 4th, my name was removed from the AE911 Truth petition, so it appears that I have been removed from the petition simply for asking about Dr. Judy Wood. This is very concerning, because I have not done anything wrong by asking Richard Gage to talk to Dr. Judy Wood and consider her research, yet AE911truth.org has removed me from their petition simply for asking about her once in a private email. In addition, Richard Gage has never replied to any of my emails over the past several months, not even one of them, but Dr. Judy Wood has responded to several of my emails in just the last week. Oddly enough, Dr. Wood predicted that Richard Gage and Dr. Jones would blacklist me for mentioning her, and she was right. From Abraham Hafiz Rodriguez, mail to Abram@mindoutpsyde.com, sent March 12, 2010, 341 to Mark Graham. Subject, R.E. Abram, a message from Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I have donated and supported you vigorously, and you silently removed me from the petition simply for asking Richard Gage a question in a private email. Very professional. I bet treating supporters the way you have treated me is within the scope of your message. A more appropriate response would have been to send me an email back saying, "Dear supporter, sorry, but your request is outside the scope of our message." But instead, I was silently removed from the petition. Why am I just now being told that my request was outside of the scope of focus, after I was removed from the petition? I am sure you can understand why I am so upset. By the way, regardless of whether you agree with Dr. Judy Wood's conclusions about what brought the buildings down, why did AE911 Truth not support her legal efforts to bring about 9/11 Truth? Her Quitam whistleblower case, filed in 2007, made it all the way to the Supreme Court. Yet Richard Gage has not even filed a quitam case yet. Why is that? What is he waiting for? Why didn't he support Dr. Wood's case, regardless of whether he agreed on her conclusion? Proof of her case, https://hpachotos-ak-sn-c3/hs-43.sn-c3/26465_8192590762-9_14802239_4608-7960687_n.jpgim. Extremely upset. Abraham Hafiz Rodriguez, M1 medical student, BS biology/neurobiology, forms censor or ban discussion of evidence. We later received this from Abraham, Dr. Wood and Mr. Johnson. I have compiled a list of the places I have been banned/censored at, and this list is in text form and image form. This would make a great article if Andrew has time. I know you are super busy, because it would give more documentation and strength to the censorship surrounding Dr. Wood. Here is the text form, and the image form is attached. Forms/discussion boards. I, Abraham Hafiz Rodriguez, have been banned or censored at 1http://www.wikipedia.com, account block 2, http://www.911oz.com, censored, Only can post in small subsection of Form 3 http www.911forum.org/UK censored. Only can post in small subsection of Form 4 http www.forms.ranby.org band 5 https 1.zetabards.com/loseechangeforums/form band 6. http://911truth.org/form/band7 http://ae911truth.org was silently removed from their petition 8 http://form.prisonplanet.com/band9 http://www.thescienceforum.com/band10 http://tpuc.org/form/band11 http://waronyou.com/forms/band and more. These are just the ones which I could both remember and gather proof of. Click link below to download collection of screen snapshots. https://ckthavidence.co.uk/cms/images/stories/bandlist.jpg Abraham experienced similar results when he tried to post on the above top secret forum. He has also run into similar problems when participating in Facebook groups.